Welcome to the Weekly Red Lines for December 30th. This is Mark McNeese. Coming to the end of another year, this is also the first audio edition of the Red Lines that I will be putting out every Friday. You can get them unadulterated through my Substack subscription. I like to start with a quote for the week, so here we go. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. That is from Michael Altshuler, who is a CEO and also a motivational speaker. I just like the quote. Now, the week's top stories, which I call Big Cup. First, the good news. I always start with that. 2022 is almost over. The good, the bad, and the meh. I personally had a good year. I hope everyone else did too. If not, there's always 2023. Brittany Griner spent Christmas a free woman. The January 6th committee's final report is a bestseller. Daniel Craig and Hugh Grant are lovers in Glass Onion. And Carrie Lake went down to defeat in Arizona. Can next year possibly be better? Putin's killing spree continued with another Russian mogul falling out a hotel window, which is now a leading cause of death among Russian oligarchs. New York rep-elect George Santos coined the word Jew-ish, as in black-ish, in response to his shopping list of lies. And the House passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill with the help of Senate Republicans, who see the crazy coming when the GOP takes the House in January. Now I'm just going to read off some of the headlines. You can get them all in the text version of this. 18 attorney generals battle against Florida's Don't Say Gay law. That was LGBTQ headlines made me happy. There was an opinion piece in the New York Times suggesting that Louisa May Alcott, author of Little Women, identified with manhood, not that she was a transgender man, which I had seen reported on a right-wing website accusing the New York Times of being what they like to refer to as woke, which is a meaningless, useless word that we need to get rid of in 2023. A famous New York priest left behind millions and a son after his death. It was Father Gigante, related to the Gigante crime family. There's a national weed glut causing prices to plummet and imperiling businesses. Liz Cheney has been a godsend for democracy, but she does not fit anywhere in the U.S. politics. That's from USA Today. Stranded dolphins have been found to show signs of Alzheimer's. That was an interesting one. A study of dolphins that lose their way, and their leader has been diagnosed, or the brain has been examined, and there are signs of Alzheimer's. Here's one: classifying age as a disease could speed FDA drug approvals. Now, I don't personally want aging to be classified as a disease, whether it helps speed approvals or not. Now I'm going to close out with some items from Isn't That Something, which is the last heading in the red lines. A pilot adopted a dog abandoned at a San Francisco airport. That was very heartwarming. A TikToker spent 2022 reviewing luxury store bathrooms. Why not? There was also a piece about waiting for a restaurant check. A woman and her dining companion had finally gotten tired of waiting to get a check, and so they left. She did pay the bill. She clarified that afterward, but you know, they had waited so very long and gotten responses from no one in an empty restaurant at the end of their meal that they just left. And finally, there was a cat obsessed with her lizard brother, which is a video. And it's quite charming. I'm not a huge video person, but I like that one. So that's my personal audio version of the Weekly Red Lines. Come back next week for more, and it will be a brand new year.